I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good about Connecticut on Light 100.5.
A lot of people are talking about what it will take to keep Connecticut moving forward. And just about everyone says a big part of the answer is more STEM education. STEM, of course, stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And there are lots of innovative programs aimed at getting students interested in these subjects and helping teachers be more ready to teach them. One of these programs is at the Connecticut Science Center in Hartford. They're launching a new initiative designed to get students interested in careers in those STEM-related fields. It's called STEM Career Connections. At the Science Center, they're going to integrate more STEM content throughout its exhibits and programs and encourage partnerships with businesses and STEM industries. Another one's happening at the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk. They've joined with a national organization called 100K in 10, and their goal is to train 100,000 STEM teachers in 10 years. Since the organization was founded in 2011, it's trained 68,000 teachers. Wow, the Maritime Aquarium providing things like STEM training for early childhood educators and workshops on next generation science standards for middle and high school teachers. Everyone's agreeing that we need more engineers, analysts, programmers, and skilled manufacturing workers and strengthen our STEM education. That's the way it's going to go, and it's going to go a long way towards getting us there. Preparing our workforce of tomorrow is one more great thing about Connecticut. It's fair season.
It sure is.
You know what that means. We've got lots going on in Connecticut. The Guilford Fair, Lover's Lane, it's Life on the Shore theme parade. It's happening at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and you can get a weekend pass and go all weekend long. Don't forget the Orange Country Fair. This weekend kicks off on Friday with the truck pull, and then you're going to have tons of fun stuff for seniors and active military. You get discounts, and children 14 and under, they're free. And then don't forget the Simsbury fly-in. That's happening. 25 food trucks are going to join. Vintage planes, a car show, and thousands of spectators. There's going to be airplane and helicopter rides, demonstrations, kids' activities, free seminars, live music, new car and airplane dealer displays, and then local craftspeople selling their wares as well. It's free, but donations are accepted, and they do have a rain date, but the Simsbury fly-in is always a great thing about Connecticut. Don't forget, we have a couple more days left in September. We're only halfway through. You have a chance to win the September CT Visit Prize Pack. It's a gift basket from Lyman Orchards filled with delicious goodies and a family four-pack to the Corn Maze and a round of golf for four at Apple 9. And a gift certificate for a one-day paddleboard or kayak rental for four people at Collinsville Canoe and Kayak. They're located on the Farmington River, and they're one of New England's largest specialty paddle sports shops. They offer retail sales, rentals, and on-site access to Upper Mill Pond, so that's pretty awesome. Plus, you're going to get some awesome Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. Just head over to WRCH.com and click on contest to get yourself entered to win.